A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Well, good afternoon. It's 3:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have a few broken clouds. It's 90 degrees. KSL's top story. Some educators say they expect schools going to go back to online learning if the state's COVID-19 numbers continue to grow. And with today's numbers, 911 new cases. Educators are asking questions. One school already passed the threshold for the number of infected students, but isn't going into quarantine, as suggested. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Why isn't Riverton High School going into quarantine as suggested and only being shut down for 2 days? District officials say, one, the transmission is not happening at their schools, but in the general community. Two, they say kids are suffering in quarantine and the online learning homework just isn't getting done. But officials with the Utah Education Association say teachers were assured the districts would stick with state recommendations and the rules should not change now.
Officials with the Utah Higher Education Assistance Authority say if the number of new cases grows to where they can't contact trace, they will have to shut down. Well, students back in Utah public schools and colleges, a new spike in COVID-19 cases is turning up in teens and young adults. KSL News Radio's Dan Bama says Utah's largest healthcare group is keeping an eye on the trend.
Infectious disease specialist Dr. Eddie Stenium told an Intermountain Healthcare briefing that Utah County has seen twice the rate of new infections as Salt Lake County, and he says they're not seeing as big a spike in elementary and junior high school students.
We haven't seen a huge rise like we've seen in the 15 to 24-year-olds. And when you look at the average age of the students getting infected in our schools, that average age is 16.
Dr. Stenium says those teens and young adults could also bring COVID home to older members of their families, and they're expecting to see an increase in cases among older adults in the near future. Dan Bamas, KSL News Radio.
We have more details on today's coronavirus numbers. Here's Todd Fuchs.
Jeff, Dr. Angela Dunn says Utah County makes up roughly 40% of new cases, even though it only makes up less than 20% of the state's population.
We have gotten to this peak of a seven-day rolling average of 661 new cases in 1 week. During the summer, it took us 6 weeks to reach this level.
Governor Gary Herbert says they'll closely monitor how many hospitalizations there are and ICU bed capacity. Hospitalizations are at a mere 120. During the May-June spike, we had 220, but hospitalizations can lag 1 to 2 weeks behind new case spikes. Orem says they will not be passing a mask mandate anytime soon, even though Utah County's become a hotspot. Mayor Richard Brunt says it would be too difficult for a police force of 120 to enforce a mandate in the city of 100,000.
It would take away from the duties that they're assigned to protect our citizens, to enforce the other laws of our community, and it would really not be feasible.
Mayor Brunt says schools, public buildings, and most shops already have mask mandates, and they do a good job of enforcing them. The remnants of Hurricane Sally continue to soak the southeast. Maria Chaleos live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, rescue teams are using high water vehicles to reach people cut off by flooding in the aftermath of Hurricane Sally in hard-hit areas like Pensacola, Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis warning the danger isn't over yet.
We are going to continue to see impacts in different parts of Northwest Florida because of the sheer amount of water that's been dumped all across the southeast.
The state is now dealing with a second round of flooding from rivers and creeks swollen by the storm's heavy rains. More than 500,000 people are without power in the Deep South. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House of Representatives will remain in session until Congress passes a new coronavirus relief bill.
The fact is, we want to have an agreement, and we will stay until we have an agreement.
Senate Democrats voted unanimously against a $500 billion Republican bill last week. White House officials say the administration may work directly with Speaker Pelosi to pass a bill. Meantime, airline executives were at the White House asking for bailout money today to avoid furloughs.
We're just here to plea with everyone involved.
American Airlines CEO Doug Parker says they are losing millions of dollars every day. And most Americans are deeply pessimistic about the direction of the country and skeptical of the president's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. An Associated Press NORC poll shows that roughly 7 in 10 Americans think the nation is on the wrong track. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Twitter says it's taking steps to increase security around election-related Twitter accounts. Your voice, your vote. ABC's Mark Remillard reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
Twitter says it will require some additional security measures for accounts that they deem to be election-related. In a blog post, the company says that includes accounts from the U.S. executive branch, Congress, governors, and secretaries of state, but also campaigns, political parties, and major U.S. news outlets and political journalists. It'll require these accounts to use a strong password and enable password reset protections by default. Twitter says it'll also strongly encourage two-factor authentication. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 3:35.
So, Ricky, we have problems early in this afternoon rush. What do you have?
We do. Well, now we've got a few different ones that are popping up. Of course, I didn't mention that crash at 5600 West, 4700 South. Now we have an accident, southbound I-15. It's about halfway between 2100 and 3300 South, and a crash in Tooele County, southbound SR36 Main Street at about 1200 North. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Question: has this pandemic made you a better person? Think about it. I'll be back with my minute of news in just a moment on KSL.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.